Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a mention to our current show sponsors, and they are Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. The company is Irish-owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Now, Irish Tax Rebates will apply for a tax rebate on your behalf. So all you have to do is go to their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their simple application form, and bear in mind that if you don't get a rebate, you will not be charged. In other words, no rebate, no fees. If you do get a tax rebate, they will charge you just 10% plus VAT. Now, there are some questionable companies out there who charge exorbitant fees, but we can assure you that Irish Tax Rebates are legit. They are the main company at getting tax rebates legitimately.
They also have a dedicated team of experienced professional accountants. These are accountants who have over 20 years experience in dealing with tax rebates, and the average amount of money they will get for people is €1,092.
So that's €1,092 that revenue have. Yeah. That's actually yours.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So on average, €1,092 can be claimed back. So if you want to find out more, please visit their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out the simple application form, and then keep your fingers crossed that there is some money that revenue have. In other words, if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, chances are you may have overpaid a little bit and you can claim it back. IrishTaxRebates.ie is their website. And our thanks to IrishTaxRebates.ie for sponsoring the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest OM? A and J starts this message. Can you highlight this on your show? I've two children with my ex, who's a crap father at the best of times. I texted yesterday a list of the things that the kids want for Christmas and how much it all costs, and told him I need half the money. It's the first Christmas since we broke up, and he told me he can't afford to give me €800 because his rent went up and he had to get a new car engine. So now I'm effed. Left paying for Christmas on my own. Can you talk about dads who won't pay their way? I texted him to say he won't be seeing the kids over Christmas if he doesn't pay the money. My mom thinks I was wrong for saying this. What do you think? Because you're both good dads, allegedly, says that lady.
No, I'm a good dad. I can't speak for you. Now, when Rebecca put this up on our Facebook. When Rebecca put this up on her Facebook page earlier on, my God, more comments than we've ever had for any other topic. A lot of people are very heated about this. And a lot of people are focusing on how much is being spent. That's not what this topic is about. It's none of your business. Remember the way you all always say, mind your own business, MYOB. So mind your own business, how much you're spending. I don't think that's... I know how old the kids are. We can't tell you how old...
It is a bit of an issue, can I just say.
But that's a topic for a different day. We can do that next week. I can't tell you how old the kids are because we don't identify this family because there's all sorts of legal ramifications. So let's just say the kids are at the age where a Tiny Tears doll is not going to be sufficient. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I get all that. I know you're saying price is not the issue. This father is struggling a little bit and she's looking for £800, which means for the two kids, she has spent £1,600. That seems like an awful lot of money to me.
Okay, issue for a different day. Let's draw.
No, it's not an issue for another day because that is the issue for this dad. Maybe if she said, if you can give me £400, he might have been able to come up with the £400.
I don't think for the age of the kids, let's just say they're preteens.
Two kids.
They're preteens, but they're not toddlers, if that makes any sense. Yeah?
They're preteens, but they're not toddlers.
But you know their age. Okay, they're between the age of 7 and 12. Okay.
So 7 to 12, and Mammy has spent or is spending 1,600 quid on the two of them. So, no, I understand what you're saying, that it's not about the money.
But do you want, do you
but
want
it kind of is.
Do you want to spend the next hour talking about how much toys are? Because I don't. That's boring.
No. But this guy, he's been asked for 800 quid.
Yeah, but I presume,
which is half of 1,600 quid. That's a lot of money.
But they were a family last year as well, and Santa came last year as well. So
okay, but this guy is now living out on his own. His rent has gone up. He had to get a new engine for his car.
No, but no, you didn't speak to her, Rebecca. You spoke to her an hour ago. Yes, sorry. He is giving nothing. Now, I'm going to back down on my opinion at the moment. I'm not going to give my opinion. I want to see what everybody else is saying before I, because I might annoy a lot of you. But what I will say is that any man who doesn't contribute towards the Christmas presents for his kids is not a real man. And I'll save the rest of my opinion for a bit further down the line, because I don't want to sit here getting given out to by callers.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this.
So it's none of your business how much she's spending and how much he's spending.
Well, it is, because that's what he's being asked for. He's been asked for half of a very high amount.
But he's given nothing because of his car engine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You get money or whatever. You take an extra job before Christmas. A father has to contribute to Christmas and to everything.
No, I'm not arguing that point. I agree with you. A father should be paying his way, but that's a lot of way.
And there's so many great single fathers out there, but there's so many single fathers out there who just don't contribute and leave it all to the woman. And because the kids don't live with you, you think you don't have to contribute. I'm sorry, if you don't contribute, you're not a father, you're just a sperm donor.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. This is Glenn.
How's it going, lads? I love the show. Listen every day. I don't live in Ireland anymore, so what experience raising my child is, it's easier and much cheaper to make their birthdays on random days feel more special, or it takes the burden off you. We're going into my child's second Christmas, his first Christmas, where he's going to realise what's going on even more. He's going to be more aware, and we're literally looking at buying him a doll for like Toy Story or a couple of books and things that will be beneficial for us to play with him and for him to enjoy. I'm sorry, but €1,600 on toys is ridiculous. And I don't want to be one of them men, but she's going to get double single mother's allowance and all this bonus, and I'm sure her parents will help her out. And I just think it's the reason he pissed her off and she's looking to make a show of him. Well, it shouldn't be really brought up, but anyway, she should do better and set a good example for the kids, especially if he's involved.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Lisa. What did you want to say on this? This guy is not coming up with the 800 quid, half the money for the Christmas presents for the kids. And she's threatening now not to let him see the kids at Christmas.
Yeah, you know, Adrian, we see it all the time, especially at Christmas every year. Children weaponized. Men committing suicide because they're alienated from children because of money. And usually it's a bitter ex who doesn't want the man, you know, to get on with his life and maybe be able to live.
But is a bitter ex, is he a bitter ex for being annoyed over the fact that he won't give any money towards the kids' presents?
She's a bit absurd to expect, you know, what is it, 1,600 quid on toys? Jesus, Adrian, that's ridiculous. Unrealistic notions, and you can bet she's talking about them in front of the kids as well. The only kind of glimpse of hope I see is that her mother disagrees with her, and that says a lot to me about him, the father, as a person, because I doubt the mother if he was an asshole.
You know, the bit that the mother disagrees with is that she texted him saying he won't be seeing the kids over Christmas if he doesn't pay the money. That's the bit Mammy disagrees with.
And that's the part that I've hoped for, because obviously there's someone in that idiot's life who is realistic and will hopefully talk sense into her and tell her that she actually has no right to alienate him from his kids because of money.
Well, hang on, Lisa. He also, by the way, I don't think she's bitter at all. Our team have spoken to her beforehand, and Rebecca actually spoke to her, and Rebecca said that she doesn't come across as a bitter, and I agree with you. There's so many bitter exes. She's not bitter. She's just someone who wants a man to pay his way. You dip the wick, you pay for the oil. He is not paying for the oil. He needs to contribute to his children's. Why should it always be left to the woman? And I can't believe I'm sitting here defending single women, but why should it always be left to the woman to foot the bill for everything while he's... And I can guarantee
you... No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, Jeremy. And we're not arguing over that.
He'd be out drinking over Christmas. He'd be out drinking over Christmas.
You don't know that, Jeremy. You're making an assumption. She probably will too, you know?
And sorry, Jeremy, you keep saying this isn't about money. This is about money. This is about the amount of money that this woman is spending on two kids aged 7 to 12.
No, both parents.
Well, no, she's...
Jeremy, you know, facts are facts here, and let's call a spade a spade. Turning your children into a financial transaction is tantamount to prostitution without a body. It's disgusting.
I agree.
And it shouldn't be allowed. It's disgusting.
But
you know?
Jeremy, you said you agree. Right, so
no, I didn't.
This is exactly what she's doing. She is saying you're not seeing your kids unless you pay, and you agree with her being annoyed over him not paying.
Oh, you do agree with her.
Do you agree with her threatening him with seeing the kids?
Oh, I'm not giving my opinion on that one.
Why? That's important.
My opinion is not important for this. All I'm going to say again is, any man that doesn't contribute to Christmas for his kids is not a man.
And any woman that threatens a man with not seeing his kids because he's broke is an absolute wagon. A weapon, yeah.
Like, it's absolutely disgusting. We see it every year. I mean, look, of course any man or a woman should be contributing to a child's Christmas. That's obvious to everybody with a brain, right? If people meet circumstances in life, they're not separated so long. Mm-hmm. He probably had to get a deposit together to live somewhere. His car was broken. Maybe he needs the car to get to work to pay the rent. Maybe when he gets on his feet, I'm sure he'll do the right thing. But to immediately step in with, like, why not compromise and say, well, what can you pay for? Can you buy a few games? Can you have a chat with the kids, you know, around that Santa can't bring so much this year?
Sorry, that did, Tom. What was the expression? Hang on a second, Rebecca. Rebecca, what was the expression that was used? Sorry, I'm stony broke, is what he said. I'm stony broke.
And he probably is.
And what if he is, Jeremy? What if he is?
He probably is.
So it's all...
They only broke up this year, as Lisa said. He probably had to come up with a $2,000 deposit for the flat that he's living in, or the apartment that he's living in, or wherever he's living. He is living on his own. He's providing for himself, and it is a struggle.
Okay, here's a message, and this is for you, Lisa. Hi, guys. I can't come on as I'm in work. I'm in the same position. I'm a mother of three, and I work full-time, as does their father. $1,600 is not a lot of money getting spent at Christmas if you consider the price of everything. She's right, actually, by the way. $1,600 is not a lot of money. But if the man...
It is when you don't have it.
Absolutely it is.
But you can't tell a kid who wants a PlayStation. My young fellow wants a PlayStation this Christmas. They're $800 quid, so...
You can't say to your kid, of course you bloody can. That's absolute bullshit.
Okay,
so your young fella just clicked his fingers and you have to jump. How high, son?
She continues. She says, I'm sorry, but your man's engine broke and the rent went up. Does that mean that Santa can't come to the kids?
It means that you have a realistic conversation with your children. I never let my kids have free rein at Christmas. I have three kids who are adults now. They didn't get to just say what they want. You're saying there, Jeremy, that your young fella wants an $800 PlayStation, right?
Yeah, that's what.
And you have to get it, and that's it, because it's popular. Well, you know what? So are iPhones popular. If he said that to you, would you get it for him?
No, he doesn't.
I just want to ask you.
No.
Okay.
No.
Why?
He's been bad.
Because you don't want...
He's not allowed to have a phone.
Because you took control. So you took parental control there, and you made the right decision for your child. You were able to tell him, no, that's not happening. Therefore, you're able to tell him, no, the PlayStation's not happening.
So he takes his fingers on the other hand, and he said, I want an 800 quid.
I'm just saying, Lisa, I don't have a breakdown of what this woman, how this is 1,600 quid. I don't have a breakdown of what it is. I don't know what it is. But you obviously don't have young kids, and all the people commenting, though, because you don't realise the expense of clothes, you don't stocking fillers for things. Everything adds up. 1,600 is not a lot of money. The bottom line, this is very simple. The father should contribute towards Santa presents.
And I agree with you. Nobody's arguing that point. But sorry, Jeremy, the whole point of this conversation is that he shouldn't have to pay to see his own children. And that's what she's threatening to withdraw his seeing his children at Christmas. That is absolutely disgusting. It is horrible. I agree the dad should be paying something towards the kids, but to be threatening him with not seeing his kids over Christmas is absolutely horrible. It is horrible.
She's torn on children's access to a person they love who's been in their lives into a financial transaction. And 100%. That is wrong is on every level.
Absolutely. And it's also wrong to leave a mother footing the whole bill for Christmas. That's also wrong.
So do you honestly believe the solution, Jeremy, is to say, well, you're not seeing your dad?
Not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's wrong to leave
but a mother. But that's what she's doing.
But now you're justifying it.
Yeah, no. You are.
No, I'm not.
You are absolutely justifying it. Of course you are. You know, you don't know his circumstances. For that matter, we don't know all of her circumstances.
Nope.
And to me, in my opinion, I don't care about her circumstances or his. I care that she sees as a mother that it's actually okay to be cruel.
And to make that threat. To make that threat that you're
horrible.
Not seeing your kids over Christmas if you don't pay up. And not only that, if you don't pay up what I said you to pay up. I am dictating to you what you to pay up. Let me go to Alison. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alison?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks, Alison. What do you make of this story? This woman is looking for 800 quid off daddy for the kids' Christmas presents. He's saying he can't afford it. He's stony broke. And she's now threatening him with not being able to see his kids at Christmas.
Yeah, I don't think, obviously, like, just in my opinion, like, I don't think that it is fair to use the children as kind of like collateral, kind of like that in that way. If you don't pay up, you're not seeing the kids. And I don't find that fair. I think the only people that are going to end up falling victim for this is the children themselves. Because at the end of the day, Christmas is not about materialistic items. It's about, you know, family and them spending time together and stuff like that as well. I do understand that things these days, like I have a brand new baby, right? I'm a first time mom. I totally get that things are very expensive, like toys wise and all these days. Like I do understand like PlayStations and all that are 500-600 quid. Bikes can be nearly 500 quid. They want TVs. They want all this like Canada Goose jackets and all these like, you know, designer clothes, and like, you know, people don't want just clothes from Pennies anymore and stuff like that for Christmas. And I totally get that. But, and I don't even know if you even know actually how old the children are. Like,
they're aged between 7 and 12.
7 and 12, okay. So obviously, like, I mean, like, obviously they're still young, and but old enough to know, you know, that things are expensive and stuff like that as well. It could be a case that even if it wasn't, like, because I think I said in my comment that even if it was a case where the two of them just sat down and had a civil conversation with each other to say, okay, I understand that you have rent to pay, and obviously you would have to give a deposit as well. Like, I didn't even take that into consideration when I was reading it. But and he had to get a new engine. But what can you afford? Like, and if he said, oh, I can afford 200 or 300 quid, that's grand, because she said that she had to fund Christmas on her own. So she's obviously able to afford the 1600. She just wanted him to give half. So even if it was a case where he gave 200 or 300 quid and she was able to give the rest, that means her kids could still get everything they wanted for Christmas. But if he can't afford it, he shouldn't be then left without seeing his kids at Christmas because he can't afford it.
This is the bit that really is bothering me. This threat hanging over his head, pay up or you don't see the kids at Christmas. I find that just vile.
Yeah, no, all I know is if I was to put myself in that position now, because like I could have had a totally different, I wouldn't have had a totally different view on it. I could have had maybe a slightly different view until I had a child myself. With him now, if me and his dad, like my husband, if we were to break up tomorrow, there's no way on God's earth that I would say to him, you're not seeing him at Christmas, right? And like, there's no way. I wouldn't have it in me to say to my husband, like, you're not giving me money for him, right? That's it. You're not seeing him, and that's it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to do that because I know, and as young as he is, like he's nearly 4 months like that. But like his face lights up every time that my husband walks in the door from work. Like, you know what I mean? So he still knows who his dad is and stuff like that as well. I wouldn't be able to like have him not see him at Christmas time, especially with the time of the year that it is. But not even just at Christmas time, any time. Like I couldn't say to him, you're never seeing him again because you're not giving charge any money. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't.
And I'm glad to hear that. And I just wish that every mother was the exact same. Because by all accounts, this guy has done nothing wrong. He happens to be a bit strapped for cash.
No, hang on. He has done something wrong. He's not contributing towards the upbringing of his children. That's wrong.
It is wrong. I'm not arguing that point. Don't forget, they're only separated this year. So he's only finding his feet in living in the big bad world all on his own now.
And by the way, Alison, this mother, she's been ripped apart here on her Facebook page.
For threatening to not let him see his kids.
Let me finish. She would not be the only one. Most of my friends are actually single fathers now at this stage. And I've told the story before. I had a mate of mine ringing me crying on Christmas Day one year. He was due to take his daughter for the first half of Christmas Day. He arrived up at the house at 9 o'clock that morning to take his daughter for the day, and his vile bitch of an ex, and she's a wagon, this one, I swear to God, was in a bad mood that morning for whatever reason, and she just said, no, it's not happening today. So he had to go home to an empty house.
And I remember that, and that is vile.
But there are many, many women like that. There is a lot of women like that.
I totally understand that. I know there's women out there absolutely. Like that.
Jeremy, this woman, Abby, is like that. She is threatening the father, you're not seeing your kids unless I get your money. That is horrible.
No, I know there's women out there like that. And I know there's women out there like that. I know there's men out there like that as well. Like, you know what I mean? I do know both sides and stuff like that as well. Obviously, we don't know the ins and outs of their relationship, only the bit that is put up online. And I totally get that. It could be a case where he really, really wants to contribute money to this, to them for Christmas. And he's like, oh, Jesus, I really can't. Like, I really don't have it. And like, I know, like, I can only speak for my husband, right? Because I know him inside and out, right? I know for a fact that if it came down to it and he was like, oh, I have to pay rent and I have to pay for a new engine, he'd say, well, I'm going out without the car. I won't get a car, I'll get a bus, and I'll make sure he gets everything he needs for Christmas, for school, for whatever. You know what I mean? That's what he would do. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that this man needs to do that, because he probably needs his car for walk, for whatever. Like, he probably drives a van and he needs it for walk. If he doesn't have the van, he can't walk, he doesn't get money, he can't live off it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. You know what I mean? But, you know, even if it was a case where he's like, okay, I can give you 50 quid a week between now and Christmas, and then see what, or even 20 or 30 quid a week, you know what I mean? Or even if it was a case where he said, like, I can't afford anything now, but after Christmas I can give you so much because I'll be back more on my feet then, or something along the lines. Just have a civil conversation, because at the end of the day, the only people that fall victim here are the kids, because the kids are going to be like, oh, daddy doesn't want to see us.
Alison, I don't know if you've ever had, or if you have exes, there's no such thing as a civil conversation with an ex who you share kids with, and that's the fact.
After a few years,
people who have kids with their ex, there is no civil conversations, especially when it comes to stuff around money, especially when it comes to things around Christmas. They become, and I mean the fathers and the mothers, they become vile.
I know, it's an awful shame, though. You would think as adults that you could put your own personal feelings aside for your kids for just a half an hour, instead of calling each other like, oh, you're a bitch and you're this, that, and you're just say, right, listen, okay, so, we're not so, talking about anything else.
Let me ask you then, Alison, what is your message to Abby? Abby is the lady who contacted us in the first place, telling the story of how he won't pay and therefore he's not seeing his kids. What is your message to her?
So, like, I totally get that Abby's a single mom. She's working. She's doing a great job on her own with the kids. And I totally get that, right? So, like, my message to her would be just to rethink everything at the minute. Like, that just maybe, just the kids shouldn't go without what they want, like, you know, what they want for Christmas. Even if it was a case where they want to ask for three things, could they get maybe two things instead of three things or whatever like that? But just rethink the situation and don't let him go over the Christmas without seeing his kids. It's not fair on him, but it's definitely not fair on your kids. You know what I mean? If you can afford to do Christmas a bit if he can afford to give you a small amount off and you can cover the rest, just rethink the situation again and just be the bigger person for the sake of your kids. That's what I would say.
Good to talk to you, Alison. Thanks very much indeed. Jess has been in touch.
See, this is the problem. People buying their kids expensive as fuck presents that they can't afford, and they think that's what's going to make the best Christmas ever for them. No, bring it back to basics. Be grateful for what you have. That's what the kids should learn, but I digress. She's lost any leg to stand on. The minute she decided to use them kids as financial pawns, she's a fucking bitch. I don't care. Everyone's ashamed of him being like, oh, well, he can afford it. His car will be sorted now. Blah, blah, blah. His rent's fucking extortionate. Car engines are fairly fucking expensive. Give the guy a fucking break. It sounds like a recent breakup because she said it's their first week Christmas. Even her own ma thinks she's being a you-know-what week. Using your kids as financial blackmail, as little fucking pawns, you should be a fucking shame to yourself. Seriously. Off. She's the one who needs to be ashamed here, not him. And the fact that everyone's going to start calling him all the names of their son, but she's allowed to use the kids as pawns in her little game to fucking blackmail them out of 800 fucking quid. Get fucked.
Jess, the language. Is there any need for all the F's?
By the way, Jess,
I understand your passion and all that.
I counted 11 fucks. Literally 11 fucks in that message.
Come here, I have a message that's just come in to us.
Yeah. Sorry, Rebecca, does she want that?
Yeah. No, I'm not
reading it. She sent it in. Yeah. Read it out after the break.
Yeah. Abby is the lady who contacted us in the first place that we're talking about here. This conversation is about the message that Abby sent us. Abby has just sent us another, well, it's a WhatsApp actually this time, and she's not at all happy. We'll play that in a couple of minutes.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Eddie sent us this WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626. You can do the same.
Good afternoon, chaps. Anytime this topic rears its ugly head, I say the same thing. Take it from source. I.e., if you split up with your partner, they're now your ex, money is taken directly from the ex's wages and sent straight digitally to the mother's bank account. Or if they're not working, money is taken at source from their social welfare payments and sent to the mother. And vice versa, if the father is the one left holding the kids. And that way, there's always some money there for the kids, for school, education, books, birthdays, Christmas, holidays, etc. Okay? Simple solution.
Thank you, Eddie, for that simple solution. I'll read it now. Here we go. Abby.
By the way, this is only. There's no need to read it because it doesn't add anything to the conversation.
Well, I'll read it anyway.
And if anything, it's just going to inflame the situation.
Abby, who's the lady whose message sparked this conversation today.
By the way, it's weird when I'm on this side of the argument, but Abby is actually messaging. Is that correct, Rebecca? Yes, she's messaging us from work.
Yeah.
So she has to work full time even though she's a mother. It's not easy.
She has to work full time even though she's a mother.
It's not easy being a single parent.
Most mothers work full time.
It's not easy being a single parent.
I know.
But you wouldn't know.
Of course I would. I was one.
Yeah, on the other side. Single fathers get off scot-free.
Adrian Kennedy, says Abby. Any message that starts with my full name concerns me.
It's usually from the tax man.
It is. Adrian Kennedy, I used to be a fan of yours, but I won't listen to you again. How dare you judge me? Oh, she gives his name here. I'm not reading out his name, no? Is that right? Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't, no.
Okay, so blankety-blank. Told me a month ago that he'd go halves no matter what the kids wanted. You're an effing prick. Typical separated dad, says Abby. Jesus, Abby, you changed your tune because in your original message you said, what do you think because you're both good dads?
That's the effect you have on women, Adrian. They literally hate you after 10
minutes.
Within seconds. No, she's actually right. And sorry, Abby, continue to listen to podcasts because I have your back here.
You have her back then. You think it's okay then to threaten daddy at Christmas?
No, didn't say that.
You have her back.
No.
Having her back means you support her in telling the father he's not seeing the kids at Christmas. You support that. You have her back now. I just want to quote you. You have her back. Mm-hmm. Have you still got her back?
Not in that. No, I have her back.
That's what this conversation is about, Jeremy. Don't be such a knob here. Do you have the girl's back in threatening the father with not seeing his kids at Christmas?
My opinion.
Sorry, Abby, he doesn't have your back. So you can send a snotty message to him as well.
I just didn't want to lose a listener to the podcast.
Helen, you're on the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you, Helen?
Good, and yourself?
Good, Helen. What did you want to say on this?
So basically, we all don't know the full story, what's going on here. We only know by what she's after saying. To be honest with you, it's been very unfair for her to threaten the kids on the father. To not see the kids just because he can't fork up. Like you say, he's moved out. This day and age, the rent is expensive.
In fact, in this day and age, as you're saying, Helen, a lot of fathers can't afford to move out. They get separated and they can't afford to move out. He's actually moved out.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, life is very expensive, and she's looking for all this money for these kids and then to threaten. Why don't you just go back and say, right, make a deal with them and say, right, we're only going to spend 200 on the kids. I know they're teenagers and they're looking for iPhones or whatever, but at the end of the day, you can say, go back to the kids. You can't afford it this Christmas. How about next Christmas? Do you know what I mean? There is means and ways around this. And she's not very nice in coming across, if you know what I mean, to say, oh, if you don't hand over the money, you're not going to see the kids. That's not fair. That's not fair.
And that's my main issue here. And that's why I'm after tackling Jeremy over that. He says he has the girls back, but he doesn't really.
And at the end of the day, like, Jesus, mental health now for the kids. You know what I mean? I didn't see my dad because I didn't pay. And what is she going to go back and pay to the kids as well? There's a big thing around mental health and for kids. And I feel sorry for the kids more so in this retrospect. She should go back to him and talk it through. I know it's hard. They're separated. They're this, that, and the other. But she has to take a step back and think about what she's done here. And
okay, but there is the understandable annoyance on her part that he has said he can't afford to pay the 800 euro that she's looking for. So you can understand why she's annoyed that she's been left literally to carry the can for the kids' Christmas presents.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the end of the day, like, she's not really carrying the can. She just needs to go back to him and talk to him civilly. She's asked for
Helen, there's no civil conversations.
I know.
I mean, look how angry she is with Adrian. Adrian doesn't even have a kid with her that we know of.
End of the day, we all, as I keep saying, we don't know the full picture of this situation.
Well, we do. I didn't get the last message. Where is it? Oh, sorry. Adrian Kennedy, he's with family, blah, blah, blah. The name of the husband. He told me a month ago that he'd go halves.
Things have happened. And now she's saying, you either pay up or you're not seeing her kids. You don't say
and
that.
And the things
you
that
say,
have happened are that his rent has gone up and
the rent go up by?
And he had to get a new engine for the car. We don't know. Exactly. We don't know. The fact is he's saying, I can't afford 800 euro. That's what he has said.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to say is go back and just talk civilly and say, listen, what can you afford? Don't go all off, you're either give me the money or you're gone.
And don't.
That's not the right way to go about it.
Don't contact Opinions Matter. That was probably.
She should have dealt with him directly first.
I mean, I'm delighted she did because we got a great topic, but she probably shouldn't have contacted us. But that's what it's like between, again, do you have kids? Do you share kids with an ex?
No, but I have nieces and nephews and loads of nieces and nephews. And my sisters are, you know what I mean? So I understand. I'm all about kids. So
I know,
it's about the kids. It's not about, I don't have experience in that, but I'm just giving my
I know, but it's, when I tell you this, it is absolutely toxic. I was at a friend's.
I can imagine.
One of my single mates who's a father, I was at his son's communion there during the summer. And his family were there in the church and his ex's family were there in the church. They wouldn't even stand in a photograph together with their child making the communion. So the young fella has a photograph with daddy's family. And imagine they wouldn't even stand on the altar at the end of the mass together. They just wouldn't even, after you leave the church, you go off and have your meal or whatever. He had to do two separate meals that day because
families.
Mommy and daddy refused. No, by the way.
In this situation, the children could have two separate Christmases. Why don't you do that? Do you know what I mean? Let the kids go, but
that's still
I'm just saying for this situation she should allow him to see the kids and him buy the kids himself.
That's still not going to happen because from what I can gather can't afford to pay.
Sorry, I've just beeped out his name in the podcast, Jeremy.
Because I'm reading it in the message here. So, but from what I can gather, that man is not going to have the money either way. So there's no point in having if he has a separate Christmas, there's going to be nothing there because he didn't plan for. I mean, Christmas isn't a surprise. Like, it doesn't come around by surprise. He should have planned to have a few quid. He turned around a month ago and said to Abby, Abby, whatever the kids want, don't worry. Whatever the kids want, I wouldn't leave you stuck, honey.
But
and
shit happens.
Yeah. And now he's
left. Shit happens.
Yeah, but it happens. Life happens. Yeah. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I don't know. Look, I only know what I'm only putting my 2 pence worth, and I just, it's about the kids. It's not about anything else. It's not
absolutely
about,
and this threat, you know, of, I mean, not being able to see the kids unless you pay over the €800 is the bit I've the big issue with. I think he should be paying his way. I think he should be contributing to the kids, but it sounds to me that Abby will not be happy if she gets anything less than €800.
All she wants is it all or nothing. Yes. That's the
feeling I get. And Abby, you can send me as many snotty messages as you like. That's how I'm reading this situation. Okay. Stay there for a second, Helen. Let me go to Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
How are you, Adrian and Yankee Doodle?
Good. Not a bother, Trevor. What do you want to say on this?
Couldn't agree with her more.
You couldn't agree with her more. Her being Abby.
The mother.
You couldn't agree with her more in terms of being annoyed. Well, I understand her being annoyed over the money issue, but you couldn't agree with her more.
Taking a bit harder.
Hang on. Threatening the father that he won't see his kids at Christmas if he doesn't pay up.
Yeah. What's the issue?
The issue is that it's disgusting. The issue is...
No, Adrian, if you're not providing for your kids, if you're not providing for your family, then, you know, sorry, what the hell employment do you
okay,
have?
The guy's fault...
Just because you donate sperm for egg?
Hang on. The guy is struggling. They're only recently separated. He's gotten his own flat or apartment. His rent has gone up. He had to change the engine in his car. Shit happens. And the guy is strapped for cash.
Okay, do you want to beat out the violin, Adrian?
No, don't be so patronising. Don't be so patronising.
I left school unable to read or write, okay?
Good man.
I later had kids come along without an education, and I done fucking any job to avoid for them.
Fair
I wasn't
play
even with me missus at the time. No fair plays, no clap on the back, none of that, right? I was bred and raised as you bring a child into this world, they are priority. End of story. They're paramount, their safety, everything. That's all that matters, right? I would have scraped out to get extra money for them. It wouldn't have bothered me. Nothing was in me. I'm not like the other day where he's Jamie
and Trevor, fair
play. This lad isn't prepared to go and work extra hours.
Stop for 1 second. Fair play to you if you did all of that you said you did. Fair play to you. That's brilliant. Okay. However, my main issue is here that this guy's been asked for €800 for the kids' Christmas, for half of the kids' Christmas presents, which means they're 1600. But it sounds to me that this lady Abby wants all of that €800 or else he's not seeing his kids at Christmas. Now, I'm sorry, Trevor, I don't care what language you want to use. That is disgusting. These kids are aged 7 to 12.
Mammy, not really.
Hang on, shut up for a second. Mammy and Daddy only split up this year, which means that the kids had seen their dad every Christmas before that. And suddenly, because he's broke, she's stopping him seeing the kids. Seriously, man, that is vile.
Well, Adrian, nobody's completely broke in this country. You get too many fucking handouts if you're unemployed. You can get good jobs. You can work multiple jobs in this country. You're not prepared to do that for your family. What the fuck are you? You're staying on. You don't know.
Okay, so you believe that she's...
Hang on, Adrian. Is he offering to kick out then?
I don't know. All I know is the message that she sent us that he is broke and told me he can't afford to give me €800. Now, I don't know if he can afford...
Well, then, if he said that, he didn't even offer anything, Adrian, then, you know, that's even fucking worse than the book.
So is she within her rights, in your opinion, to stop him seeing his children at Christmas?
In my humble opinion, he shouldn't be having access to the kids unless he's paying up for them anyway.
Okay, but I'm talking about Christmas. I'm talking about Christmas, two kids,
yeah,
aged 7
yeah,
to 12.
I'm taking it down to Christmas, then yeah. If you're going to pull me your teeth out for an answer, then yeah, I will. If he's not going to kick out and in towards our being Christmas presents and or even like the upkeep on the house around like that Christmas, then what the fuck's the point of him?
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Robbie!
Jeremy, you don't know the flatter side on this. He could have already spent like 400 or 500 on the kids himself because he's planning on having his own Christmas with them. And now she's putting that in threat because she went overboard without actually talking to him first.
Opinions matter. with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Jen, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hey, Lance, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jen. What do you make of what Trevor's saying, that this mother is well within her rights to say, you're not seeing your kids unless you pay up?
No, she's vile. And that's the exact words I used in my message to use as well. It was that she was absolutely vile. This is coming from a mother with two young children who's never received a penny for either of them. And believe it or not, it doesn't actually matter what Trevor's opinion is. The law is that, first of all, it's not the father's right to see the children. It's the children's right to see the father. And second of all, is access and maintenance are two different things. Just because somebody doesn't pay maintenance, we don't even know if this father isn't paying maintenance. We just know that he can't afford to foot an 800 bill.
Yes, that's at the right. Drop of a that's hat. Exactly right. And you're right in saying
it's
that.
It's disgusting.
We don't
there
know.
There are clearly no child welfare concerns, or she'd have said it. Do you know, she said he's not the best of dads or something like that. But sure, who is
I have two children with my ex who's a crap father at the best of times.
But Jen, as a mother,
that's the opening line.
But Jen, as a mother of two children like yourself who hasn't received a penny from, I won't call them the dad because they're a sperm donor. That man is not a father.
Yeah, that's what I
mean. He's literally a sperm donor. Can you empathise with what she's going through? Because
I can't, because my children are young and they don't know him. They both have the same father, but they don't know him. So it's completely different. And there are child welfare concerns.
And Jeremy, as we said, these kids are aged 7 to 12.
Every Christmas up to now.
Context matters.
You've been left on your own because of a waster of a man that your father... Is it the same father for both children?
Yeah.
He's a waster, and I'm sorry if you get offended by that, but he is.
No, he is. No, yeah. It's not. No offence to me. His name's all over
He
there.
Has left you... Do you think he gives a fuck how those presents are going to end up underneath your Christmas tree on Christmas morning?
No, of course he does.
So all the pressure...
You're making a comparison with a guy...
Yeah, and I just want to put in as well, Jeremy, that you don't know that his father already hasn't gone out and bought Christmas presents for the children.
Well,
you just know that he's not footing it. And sorry, €1,600 in Christmas presents for two kids is insanity, especially after a breakup. Those children are old enough. If the mother can't afford it all on her own, and it sounds like she's already gone out and bought them as well. If she can't afford it all on her own, first of all, you never rely on anybody else to pay for your children. And second of all, they are old enough to be explained that, look, Santa is, if they still believe in Santa, or, you know, mine aren't old enough to even understand what Santa is. But if they still believe
in
him...
But Jen, is that not putting it off? I can't imagine being a single parent. It's hard enough being a parent who's not a single parent. Are you not under immense pressure? And I don't just mean at Christmas. You are this is completely up to you now to make sure that they've clothes on their back, to make sure that they... Everything. Does that not leave you... I can't believe you. I would be so angry and bitter if I were in your shoes, and you're not. I don't understand.
I'm not at all. I'm actually so grateful we're still alive, to be honest.
I get that. I know what you've been through. That pig of a man does not deserve to be called a father.
Absolutely. And I agree with you there. And I try to be as nice as I can. And under no circumstances would I ever tell the children what has happened. But unfortunately, it is out there for them to Google when they're older. If they ever find out who he is, et cetera, et cetera. But in this case, for 12 years, that father has spent every single Christmas under the same roof with his children. And now it sounds like a bitter breakup to me. Do you know? It sounds like a bitter breakup to me. I just say it to you, Jeremy, if that case goes in front of the courts, that mother will be berated. absolutely berated, because why was she able and willing for this father? And you can call this father a father, because first of all, we know rent prices, even if you're renting a room, you're looking at 1500 euros plus a month. His car engine is broken down, that's a couple of thousand euro. So any savings that he did have is most likely wiped now at this point. And to just be asked to cough up 800 euro on the spot.
Okay, let me just go back to Trevor for a second. Trevor, this is all about the kids and using the kids as weapons, which is exactly what this woman is trying to do here. Nobody should be using kids as weapons.
That woman just said something there, right? You don't rely on anybody to pay for your kids, yeah?
Yeah, no, I don't. Hello? It's me. I rely on myself. Yeah.
I know. I'm not going to speak about your circumstance in particular. I'm going to speak about a parent in particular. If you don't rely on someone, or if you're saying you don't rely on anybody, shouldn't you at least rely on the other parent to pay for them?
In a usual circumstance, I would say yes. But if you do, you have any?
And they have a usual circumstance. They just broke up.
Yeah. So we don't know if he's paying maintenance or not. I presume he is.
Well, Jen, listen, let me ask you a question, right? If I'm actually going to pitch something to you, right? If me and my missus broke up and Christmas was approaching, okay, and she texted me saying, I need 800, I wouldn't be writing back, I can't afford it. I'd be writing back, well, listen, I can give this much, I can do that, I have presents bought, I would do this X, Y, and Z.
As I said, Trevor.
That he hasn't done that.
I get the feeling she wants the 800 all or nothing, basically. And in fact,
an agent. Jeremy said earlier, 1600 ain't a lot of money at Christmas in this country.
It's an awful lot of money.
I definitely spend more than that on my kids.
Trevor, you must be demented. It is a lot of money. It's an awful lot of money for two kids.
It's insanity.
Hang on for 1 second, both of you, Jen and Trevor, because Abby has been back on to us again.
Before you read out Abby's message, Adrian, you are. Trevor's right. You're completely. Your kids haven't been Santa age for 20 years. When your kids.
Jen has young kids and she's saying it's insanity.
When your kids were Santa age, it was wearing the big blue house. That's all you had to buy them.
Whatever.
But it is.
Whatever.
Things have changed.
Here, have a listen to this. This is from Abby again, and she says. Go F yourself, Adrian. Which, yes, actually wrote the full word.
You can read it, Alice. You can read
it. Go fuck yourself, Adrian. Yeah. Big man behind the mic. Jeremy was always the best one anyway.
Yep.
He doesn't have your back, Abby. Why don't you ring, and she gives his name again, and ask him how he's able to go to Glasgow with his bird in November for a weekend.
There you go. Glasgow.
Ask him that, and I hope hang on, will you hear the rest of it? Ask him that, and I hope I never bump into you at one of your gigs. What you're like then, big microphone man.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
That's a threat there.
He's coming for you, Adrian.
Oh, okay, so she sounds like a bit of a bunny boiler.
That's a great nickname.
You're actually being threatened there, like.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, and he's still planning a trip to Glasgow, isn't he? And his kids are going with him.
Yeah,
okay.
But hang on now. We don't know that he...
Here we go. Go on, justify it.
Okay, sorry, lads.
No, I'm not justifying it.
You've heard the expression, a woman scorned, yes?
Yeah, okay. And that is
the line.
Is
the line
truth.
In this message.
She sounds like she wants to scorn you.
That's another day's work. But the line in this message that shows me that this is a woman scorned, looking for revenge. Why don't you ring him and ask him how he's able to go to Glasgow with his bird in November?
Well, that's a fair question. That's a fair question.
No, it's not a fair point, Adrian, isn't it?
Okay, why did he...
No, it's not.
Because he still needs to spend the money in Glasgow.
No. Hang on for 1 second. Why did she not just say, why don't you ring him and ask him how he's able to go to Glasgow in November? She didn't. She said, with his bird. That's the bit that shows that she's a bitter...
Okay. That's a bit over the mark, okay? I will say that. But at the end of the day, Adrian, he is leaving the country. He's going to need spending money. He's probably paying for hotels. He's going to have drinks, food, all that there. But yet his kids aren't getting out on the Christmas.
God knows he's going for one night. Like, God
he's probably
knows
going over.
Literally
he's probably going over to see a Celtic match.
And he could be going for a month. And they got a ferry for 40 quid there and back or something.
Literally.
He's
not flying off to Australia.
Right, we're looking at, people's opinions do matter, but the law trumps people's opinions. And the law is that access and maintenance are two different things.
I agree, yeah.
Okay? Oh, so now you don't have her back at all. Weeks. Now you don't have Abby's back
so
at
you
all.
Can't, so you cannot withhold the child just because.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And Abby, he doesn't have your back in the slightest.
Oh, I certainly don't.
It turns out.
I don't want to turn up to my gig. No, Abby, I agree. It's rubbing your nose in at the fact that he's heading off to Glasgow. That is rubbing
with
your nose.
With his bird. So I that's the line that got me. With his, why does she need to even say that? Because she's bitter and twisted.
No, that's a statement. Tara! That's a statement of fact.
Great topic today, lads. As someone who has been down this road numerous times, so and someone who's very interested in family law, I would definitely suggest he go to family court, get his access in place before Christmas is set up, because it will take a few weeks. Land her the papers to say access is going to go ahead. That way, at least he can have a nice Christmas. Anyone that does that is nothing but a narcissistic person. Whoever keeps their children from either a mother or a father is nothing but a narcissistic person.
Thank you, Tara. And finally, David.
Hey, lads, great show there as usual. Just saying there that he's going to Glasgow there with his board in November. The chances are he's probably playing for his board to go to bleeding Glasgow with him. Like, and then you have all the spending money. He's got his priorities mixed up completely wrong there, lads. Look after your kids and don't worry about going to Glasgow with your board.
All right. Thanks, David. There you go. It's the fact that she mentioned the bird. Why did she not just say he's going to Glasgow?
The fact that she mentioned that she's going to turn it up at your...
gig is very concerning. Before we go, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is IrishTaxRebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust. They are 100% Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Claim your tax back today. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie now. Fill out the simple application form. And remember, if they don't manage to get a rebate for you, you will not be charged. No rebate, no fees. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie. And also, before we go,
yes,
we want to invite you to join us on our WhatsApp channel.
Yes, join our WhatsApp channel now. We've set up a WhatsApp channel. There's hundreds of people on it already. It's where we'll send you links to podcasts, tell you what we're talking about on the day. I think it's next week. From next week onwards, we're going to give away prizes to people who have joined the WhatsApp channel. All you have to do is WhatsApp us now and say, add me, and you will get a text back with the link there. So just WhatsApp us now. 0858252626 with the words add me, you get a link back, join the WhatsApp channel, and that's it. And by the way, it doesn't cost you anything. It's like a WhatsApp group. That's all it is.
Absolutely. And as Jeremy said, we will have prizes to give away on the WhatsApp channel next week. Thank you for listening. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification of every day's podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.